Hey, it's Dave from Inside the Paranormal. We're at Scarefest, of course, in Lexington, Kentucky. We are standing in front of the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, and Rebecca, who is one of the family members that owns this property, thank you for joining in.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
So, of course, your place is pretty well known in the paranormal field. Tell us about what kind of activity goes on at that place that you guys have witnessed personally.
Absolutely. Well, it's not uncommon, even on our historic tours, if you're walking through there, if you have a long dress, for them to tug on the dress, that's very common. Just being touched in general is pretty common on the tours. A lot of people get sick, headaches, that type of thing, shadow figures. There are several locations where you can pretty much go on a nightly basis and check out the activity there. It's a really interesting. EVPs by the hundred. I mean, literally. People tell us that they've got more EVPs at our place in a shorter amount of time than anywhere else they've been. So there's all different types. Of course, we've got lots of photos as well. People like to send in their evidence. We collect all that so people can research it before or after they go on tour and let us know what they experience and see if anybody else has.
So you guys have been around doing this for a while as individuals. You have like a home team that's somebody well known by the name of Copperhead seems to be there all the time. We can't get rid of that guy. But your home team is there to investigate stuff, and they lead some of the tours. But the private investigations, tell us a little bit about what the private investigations are like. You guys give tours and then let it cut everybody loose. How does that work at your place?
Oh, absolutely. Now, we feel that when someone gets the facility, of course, it's for them that night. So it's exclusive to them, which includes our guides not being up there, but per se. So we're going to take them in when they get their private tour, check them all in, obviously, let them the rules of the facility. Of course, don't hurt it. That's pretty much it. And then we give them a paranormal tour, let them know the hottest spots, and then we're available for the rest of the evening. Now, if you want us to hunt with you, that's great. If you don't, we'll be around if you need us. That's pretty much how it works.
What prompted your family to purchase this property, and how long have you guys been the owners?
We bought it August 29th, 2007. My father bought it because he fell in love with a similar facility, also by the Kirkbride Plan, in Spencer, West Virginia. He actually removed the asbestos and then tore down that facility. There are only 300 original buildings like ours under that Kirkbride Plan, and unfortunately only 11 existed in their entirety today. And this being one of them, he heard that the state was trying to give it away for a dollar to the city and to the county, which nobody wanted it because of the remediation and about $600 in repairs they said was necessary to get the facility up and running again. And he didn't want it to get demolished. They ended up putting it out for auction on the courthouse steps of our little town of Weston. And my father was the final bidder. And he wants to save it. So we've been since then doing our historic tours, paranormal tours, ghost hunts. We have several different festivals throughout the course of the year, celebrity investigations, haunted house. So that's pretty awesome. You definitely have to check that out. We have about 70 actors that work in that. And it's a four-story haunted house that's completely self-guided. So if you can imagine that, we make people pee and poop. That's our goal, and we're hitting it. So that's great. But there's all different types of things people can do. And he knew, or he foresaw, that he'd be able to maintain and preserve the facility doing all of those things. And we have. Here we are about 4.5 years later, 150,000 guests later. We've preserved this intersection to 1872, when it actually originally was built. We've restored one ward to 1906. Exactly like a picture that was taken, the earliest picture we could find of that ward. We were preserved another ward in 1930, and we hold dinner theaters there. So we're doing a little bit of everything, down to side-by-side drags on the farm. So it's a total of 308-acre property, and we're trying to preserve it all.
So the history of your place is from a paranormal perspective. Isn't necessarily just the inside is active. There's been plenty of reports of outside activity and apparitions and things like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's actually 13 buildings on the facility, and our team, or our ghost hunting crew, they have pretty much investigated four or five five of those buildings, and we haven't found a building yet that doesn't have some type of activity. Now, when we can open those buildings up completely depends on when the emergencies stop on our main preservation project, which, of course, is the Kirkbride Building, the National Historic Landmark, and the reason we bought it. So, but we're getting to that. We'll assume we'll open up our Med4 tour, which is a half medical facility, half forensics tour. So the 20 people basically will be switched throughout those facilities or those two buildings throughout the course of the evening. So that's going to be great. Let us get a little bit more people in there to see different areas, which is awesome. But as we were able to get those things there ready, electricity to them and approved through the fire marshal, we'll get them open.
So for somebody that's been to the Trans-Allegheny in the past, give it a couple years and there'll be something completely new that they've never experienced and have a new opportunity to investigate, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And not only as far as the paranormal, I mean, last year you came to the facility, you've gotten two flashlight tours, you could take a couple historic tours, actually first floor, fourth floor, Civil War tour as far as history. This year, they can come in October, they can get two brand new flashlight tours. One takes you to the morgue where you can climb in the refrigerator and get your picture taken. The other one takes you up to the second floor where you don't go on historic tours and paranormal tours, which is kind of interesting because it's new places where we have a lobotomy operating room set up, and we talk about the different treatments throughout the years and the paranormal activity in those areas related to those treatments. So it's absolutely spectacular. But we've also designed an hour and a half cemetery and farm tour. We've got a total of nine grave stones actually still there, and we've researched those stones, and we give that information as well as the farm, over the 130 years that the building was actually in operation.
Right on. So if you've never been there, there's more than one night. You can certainly spend a couple nights there.
Oh, absolutely. You come down for the weekend, by the way. You tell them you're coming to Trans-Allegheny when you book in your hotel, and you'll get a discount, which is kind of cool, anywhere in Lewis County. But they can come and spend the entire weekend. There's literally nine different tours they can take while they're here and not do the same thing twice.
Right on. We've been speaking with Rebecca from Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. If someone's trying to get in touch with you and figuring out how to schedule this, what's the best way to do it?
Well, they can either go online and get additional information. That's where you can book public ghost hunts. Also, you can call our office, which is 304-269-5070, and book that way. That's also how you can book your private investigations, 2013 and 14 dates as well. Or you can go onto our website, www.talawv.com, or TALAWV.com. Stands for Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, West Virginia.
Austin, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining in.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.